Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy this week here on BGE Radio out of Atlanta, GA. I am, of course, James Lowe with you. We've got a tremendous guest with us today. Steve Oelschler joins us. We've had him on our daily radio program in the past. We've also chatted with him for BGE here before, but I wanted to get Steve on today talking about Twitter. We do a lot of stuff with social media and multimedia marketing and things of that nature, and people use Twitter like crazy to market themselves. And Steve is available with us today, internetprofits.com/free. Also, whatisyourwhat.com/free. And he's with us today talking about Twitter, rest in peace. And what is going on here? Social media sites such as Twitter and Facebook seem to have reached a peak, and the only place to go for these sites are down. It is not just these social media sites that may be in trouble, but also radio stations who rely on these sites for digital means. Reinvention expert Steve Oelschler joins us today. He's going to explain why these infamous social media sites may be in trouble and causing other companies who rely on them. And social media is just maybe going to be a thing of the past. Steve, what's going on, my friend? How are you today?
Hey, man. How are you? Good, thanks.
Let's talk about this. This is a crazy thing. I would have thought Twitter and Facebook and all these things would have been around forever, but I do remember a little site called MySpace.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, man, right? You know, I don't think Facebook is going to have the same sort of problems. The reality is that when you look at Facebook's revenue model, right, they never hit it. It was always a part of what you expected in the Facebook experience.
Yep.
And so down the right-hand column, inside your feed, et cetera, you've always seen sponsored ads. Just part of the game, part of the layout. The problem is that, you know, when you look at Twitter, and, you know, you'll see some other social media stuff come to the surface pretty soon here in terms of additional folks looking to raise money and IPOs and that sort of thing. But, you know, Twitter is the largest one right now. They didn't build it with a revenue model. And so the users of Twitter have really come to expect an ad-free model. And so it's not to say that they can't incorporate it, but there's going to be tremendous attrition as they try to monetize the traffic that they have. And frankly, actually, if you look at the numbers, too, you're starting to see that decline already take place as people move towards media that have an ad-free platform or are more video-based.
It is a really cool topic today. Twitter, rest in peace. We've got Steve Oelschler with us today. He is America's reinvention expert. He's the author of several books, including the New York Times bestseller, What Is Your What? Discover the One Amazing Thing You Were Born to Do. We're going to talk about some of the books here in a few moments with Steve. What is causing this trouble for social media sites? I know you mentioned Twitter there with the ad-free situation. Well, Facebook seems to go the other direction where it's ads everywhere.
Exactly. You know, and I do think that part of the problem that you're seeing with the mass market social media sites is that people are really looking to niche it down, right? So if you're into radio, for instance, I mean, that's just something that you love, you're more likely to gather in an environment where you're going to find other people who love radio. If golf is your thing, you're going to go to a golf site, et cetera. I mean, as you look at some of the dating sites, I mean, it's the same sort of thing, right, with like Christian Mingle, where it's specifically focused on Christians, or J-Date, that's specifically focused on those of the Jewish faith, et cetera. And so in social media, you're going to see a lot more of that as well, which is really niching it down, and that's where the tremendous growth is going to take place.
We've got Steve Oelschler with us today. He is an amazing guy. You can get more information at internetprofits.com/free. Also, whatisyourwhat.com/free. And Steve Oelschler joins us today. Twitter, rest in peace, is the topic, but basically talking about all social media today. Social media sites, did they basically begin to get in trouble when they realized they needed to generate some cash? Is that what happened, or how did this happen?
Well, you know, I mean, I think that there's a novelty that goes hand in hand with anything that comes to market, and of course, there's always going to be, you know, it's a typical marketing curve, right? You're going to have the early adopters, those who come out really early and kind of set the stage, right? They're the trendsetters, the people that others tend to follow, and then it begins to hit a little bit more mainstream, and then it begins to fall off the path altogether.
Yeah.
You know, what's interesting about Twitter is that there's a lot of users, but in terms of people who have accounts, I mean, you're talking about over 500 million accounts, but it looks like at current numbers that about 170 million or so, or possibly even less at the moment, is really what might be defined as an active user base. And so, and that in and of itself is a little bit misleading too, because you have, shall we call, feed sites where you post things and you do it onto a distribution platform where you set it and forget it. So you can literally load, you know, 10, 20, 50 tweets to go out at specified times. And then you walk away from it. So whether or not they're actually active users is a whole different story altogether.
It is Steve Ulcer with us today talking about social media, also Twitter, rest in peace, as the topic. It seems to me there's a lot of components here that, as far as the Internet, there's a radio stations seem to be, I guess, slow on the uptake for social media. A lot of the big radio stations are into so much debt up to their eyeballs that they can't think of anything else, even though they're running around telling everybody, oh, we've got to be on all these digital platforms. Well, that's cool. Did you make a profit last month? That would be would be a good thing to let us all know. These social media sites, why are radio stations so concerned with social media sites? What is the harm and what is the downfall here for radio stations using them?
Well, you know, the reality, like I said, is it if you look at the number of people that actually have large active followings, it's a very, very, very small percentage. And so there seems to be a little bit of, it's a bit incestuous in terms of people getting all of their content from the same sources. And it's really tough to make a name for yourself and move your investigative reporting or your content onto the map when you're really just regurgitating what so many other people are already reporting. I mean, it's funny, right?
Yeah.
So I watched Jimmy Kimmel last night, and I've got an app on my phone which talks about today's news and this, that, and the other. And it's interesting how by the time you see one of the late night television shows that you're like, yeah, you know, I already heard about that. And so things move so fast, and there's so few people out there who are actually reporting anything that's original. That's a lot of what you know, people are experiencing as well.
We've got a great guest with us today. Steve Ulcer joins us, and talking about the downfall of social media. And this first segment here, we've been talking about Twitter and some of the social media sites, such as Facebook and some of those. When talking about Twitter and Facebook, I brought up MySpace earlier. What was the thing with MySpace, and why did it become such a mess? And why did people leave that place in droves? And it's gone through several owners. It's gone through several upgrades, but it's just never gotten what it used to be.
For sure. And so, you know, it's interesting, right? Porn seems to be the great equalizer of the Internet. I mean, it's really, you know, what built the VHS industry originally, and and DVDs, and of course, you know, that's that spearheaded a lot of the popularity of the Internet, right? And so, MySpace got real dirty real quick. And so, you know, to some, it was, you know, it was good fun, right? But after a while, when pop-up after pop-up and site after site, you're just kind of left you with a feeling like, this isn't exactly why I signed up for this. You know, you start to see a lot of attrition. And so was that the sole reason? No, I mean, that certainly wasn't the sole reason. But, you know, even like Vine, which is a six-second video platform that Twitter introduced, and they came out before Instagram did video. So, I mean, I got to give them credit for that. But, you know, you're starting to see just a lot of porn really, really prevalent on Vine, which, again, is okay, but, you know, the same token, you don't want to put your children on there, and it's not a platform that they can use because, I mean, there's so much out there you just don't want them to see. And so, you know, a lot of that happened after the second generation of folks started to use MySpace. You know, after that initial wave hit, the early adopters kind of set the tone, and then people come in, and, you know, they seem to ruin the party for a lot of folks, and that's what happened there. I think that's what's going to happen to Vine. You know, Snapchat is really interesting because if you look at the platform, you post something and it goes away, right? So then you're really only communicating with those that you want to communicate with in very short millisecond type increments.
And yeah, I find the Snapchat thing a little strange. Why in the world would you want to? I kind of know why everybody is got this whole Snapchat thing, and it's a big deal, but what is the deal with where you can only post it and it's only available for a couple seconds and then it's gone? Isn't this pretty much just people posting naked pictures of themselves?
Yeah, I mean, you know, and what I would do is, if I were Snapchat, I would put Anthony Weiner on as my, you know, as my spokesperson and just say,
he needs
if
a
I
job.
Don't use Snapchat, my life would be different, right?
That's right.
But you know, it's just very addicting. Because, no pun intended. But you know, reality is that you kind of want to see what's coming up. And, you know, if you don't see it, like, at that moment in time,
yeah,
you're going to miss it, right? So
yeah.
So from that standpoint, it becomes very engaging.
Oh, very much so. Steve Olser with us today here on the program. Let's take this this next segment here. We've got about 15 minutes here with Steve. Wanted to talk about your books. Talk about the latest one and why people should go pick it up.
Sounds good.
The new book is available on his website. So if you want to go over to whatisyourwhat.com/free and also internetprofits.com/free. Internet Profits is an amazing website. whatisyourwhat.com. I love that. What is that website about?
So, What Is Your What is the new book that was released at the end of September.
Yeah.
And it's really all about discovering, sharing, and learning how to monetize the one thing you were born to do. And it fortunately hit the New York Times bestseller list after it was released, and was number one overall on BarnesandNoble.com within about a week or so after its release. So it's been very well received, and I think a lot of the reasons why people are resonating with the book is just because, you know, we recognize that as our economy really shifts here to more of what I term as the empowerment economy, it's so important to really become comfortable with knowing who you are and what it is that you're truly compelled to do, and then make a living from that. Because, you know, we just can't count on anybody else to take care of us. I mean, it's just...
Yeah.
It's a sad statement, but the days of working for the same company for, you know, 10, 20, 30, let alone 5 years, is really a thing of the past.
Now, tell me about the writing process for the new book.
So, writing What Is Your What is really, it was really based on 5 years of work that I had done. It started back in 2008. where I began sharing some of the tips and tools and strategies and shortcuts that had worked well for me in my life, in the hopes of helping others. And over that course, that period of time, I began teaching others a lot of what I was writing about. And over that period, it then morphed into this framework that is repeatable, where people, no matter really what age they are, they can step through this process to identify what their gifts are, what the vehicle is that they'll use to share those gifts with the world, and the people that they're most compelled to serve. And so that's what the book really takes people through, is that process, and then being able to answer those three questions gives you the ability to say, you know, this is my what.
Now, the book has been very well received. What is the overall theme of the book?
So it's really designed to help people understand that they are, in fact, the solution to someone else's problem. And I love that because it actually comes from Andrea Robinson, who's a woman that is a part of my coaching program. And she said it took her almost 60 years to realize that she is the solution to someone else's problem. And, you know, the same holds true for you. And really that is the overriding theme of this book, is that you do have a gift to share. And when you keep that gift within, you are really doing not only yourself a disservice, but of course you're also doing a huge disservice to those that you have the potential and ability to help and provide the answers that so many are looking for.
It is going to be a great book. It is already a great book. Steve Olsor with us today here on the program talking about What Is Your What? And he is an amazing reinvention expert. He is America's reinvention expert. And he has done a ton of different things. International keynote motivational speaker, steveolsor.com, if you want to get some more information on what he's up to. And how is your book relevant in today's society, Steve?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I really do believe that as we shift here towards becoming more self-reliant and using our gifts to empower others, it provides us with all the tools that we innately and inherently need in order to create a life that is rewarding and personally fulfilling. And so it's interesting to see how people are beginning to shift toward this whole concept of being able to empower others by sharing of themselves. And this is a fairly new trend. This is not something that's been going on forever. And we're really, I'm thrilled to be at the forefront of this movement, because ultimately, you know, if we can go out and discover what our gifts are and share those gifts in a unique way that empowers others to get in, you know, really just get what they need out of this lifetime, then that's ultimately going to make this world a better place for you, for me, for our children, and for generations to come.
Steve Olsor joins us today here on the program. As we wrap up with you, Steve, what's the next amazing project you got coming out? Because I know you're always working, my friend.
Yeah, you know, I've got a live workshop that I'm doing in San Diego in January. It's called the Reinvention Workshop. And we take people through this specific process of being able to discover, share, and monetize what it is that they were born to do.
Yeah.
And that's taking place in San Diego in January. And people can get more information at thereinventionworkshop.com.
Well, Steve, it's a great deal, and you've got all sorts of different things going on. SteveOlsor.com as well if you want to get more information. And thanks for being on with us today. Thanks for making it back on to BGE, and we will talk soon, sir. Thanks, man.
Sounds great. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Appreciate it. It is Steve Oesler, America's reinvention expert. SteveOesler.com is his official website. You can get more information over there. Our topics today have been his book, What Is Your What?, which is available online at whatisyourwhat.com/free and Twitter, Rest in Peace. We're back next week here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy.